You know, what keeps me up at night lately isn't horror movies. It's realizing how much of my life is floating around the internet. Addresses, phone numbers, my family members, my personal emails. Data brokers are collecting this stuff and selling it like it's a clearance item. That's why I'm excited to tell you about My Data Removal. They help you remove your personal info from the web, but for real. Not just hiding it, but going after the more than 200 sites and growing where your info might be exposed. They scan, they remove, and they keep you updated every month so you know what's been taken down. Identity theft, unwanted calls, someone getting a hold of your home address and family details. It's not paranoid. It's real. In fact, 1 in 3 Americans has experienced identity theft. It costs time, money, and emotional stress. My Data Removal fights back so you don't have to. Here's what you do. Head to MyDataRemoval.com. Start with a free scan to see exactly what data about you is floating around. Then let them clean it up. Let them restore your privacy. Protect yourself. Protect your family. Clean up your data with My Data Removal. Visit MyDataRemoval.com now. Your peace of mind is worth it.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacey Cole, and Todd Michaels.
We're going to move on now. Recent court documents and online discussions have revealed more harrowing specifics about the case of Jordan and Harley Hoffman from Lake City, Florida. What started as a seemingly ordinary couple, the 33-year-old firefighter, 27-year-old real estate agent, on the surface, looked at their Instagram pages and all that, and, nothing really stands out as really weird. It's exposed now, a hidden world of depravity. And I want to say this as we go into this story, you guys, and we'll do this one for about 25 minutes or so. Be careful on your language, on how we describe these things, so we don't get flagged on YouTube. So we'll use terms like SA. We can't use the term that starts with a B that involves animals and people must-loving dogs way too much. Those sort of terms we have to kind of walk around because of the overlords at YouTube that don't like those words.
And let me preface something, too. Yeah. I make no secret that I am a licensed veterinary technician. This story absolutely destroys me. So I'm going to be very limited. I will give you some opinions, but
people are like, what are we about to hear about? Because we haven't even gone into the story yet. Well, it's been exposed that a hidden world, allegedly, these people have been charged. They haven't been convicted as of yet, of a world of depravity involving child SA material and the only way I can say it is a very unhealthy must-love dogs. As of September 18th, 2025, no major court updates have emerged since early September, but the leaked arrest reports and affidavits paint a very vivid, disturbing picture about what is going on here. It adds a real layer to just how off this was. Jordan Hoffman joined Columbia County Fire Rescue in 2013, building a decade-long career in a role that demands trust and heroism. Harley, she worked as a real estate agent, and on her pictures, let's pull up the
are her pictures like on park benches and buses too? That's what I'm wondering.
I mean, if you saw this couple and they got two kids, you're thinking, okay, it looks like any random couple with their kids that you'd see on Facebook. It turns out things weren't quite exactly the case. as we dig deeper into this. A cyber tip flagged a Snapchat account that was tied to Jordan, sharing an image of a child in not a good way. The follow-up tip confirmed more shares. On August 25th, Jordan was arrested on initial charges of possession of CSAM and promoting that sort of material, unlawful use of a two-way device and evidence tampering. He attempted to delete the images, but the phone was seized and they were able to get the images off of there. It then also involved images involving animals, dogs specifically, and people.
Don't you have enough to do as a firefighter and a real estate agent? Don't you have enough in your life that
you'd think? I gotta ask you guys. I mean, when you first heard about this story, or when I sent it to you, what the hell's going through your mind? I mean, I sent everybody their Instagram accounts to look at as well. To me, I'm just gonna say my initial reaction on this was, there's got to be more to this. Like, this just seems so crazy and extreme, but maybe it's not. I don't know. Innocent until proven guilty, but I'd love to know more details of what the hell is going on here, that this seemed to be the great idea in someone's life.
Keep in mind, too, that Instagram especially, people craft a very careful image to put out there. So we are not seeing even a fraction of what this life is like. Who knows? I mean, everything just looks so perfect. Picture perfect. You know, their little picture outside the house with,
you know. It looks like 95% of people's Instagrams.
Exactly. It does. So who knows what's going on behind the curtain? And, well, obviously we're finding out. And it's really disturbing.
Yeah.
I think I know people like this family, like everything is perfect. We have to have the perfect party where we're doing a baby reveal where, you know, look, everybody, look what we've done. And I think when you take a peek behind that curtain, you go, ooh.
But I don't think it goes this dark, does it? I mean, you worked as a vet tech for a long time. I mean, here's some of the details. And I'll say them as vanilla-y as I can, without getting flagged. These are the allegations, okay? Allegedly. And I'm saying that because I feel this is such a weird story. The allegations that are floating around out there, videos showing him holding and engaging dogs' parts. I guess using one's mouth on the dog. Dog to human contact, not on the mouth. And forced acts with stuff.
Oh my God.
Well, you're really dancing today,
Tony. I don't know how to do this, 'cause it's like with stuff, with a liquid that comes out of people's bodies. Being shown here, and the allegation is that there's also images of the dog licking parts, all shared via Snapchat.
You know, here's where my brain goes.
And there's children and not necessarily
exactly.
The animals. And I'm not trying to jump over that at all.
Right.
There is images with... The allegations are, it says a local child. So I don't know what that means, if it means their own children, or I don't know the answer to that question. I think that's very much up in the air. Again, these are all allegations, and I want to be very, very clear on that.
The other thing I'd like to point out here is that, you know, yes, animals, we have them sleep in our beds and occupy our homes. But when we start intertwining our bodily fluids with one another. You are asking for some serious trouble. You really are.
Yeah, I mean, you're gonna make a half dog, half human. It's really weird.
Not that I'm just thinking of Oh, great. And there's
saw
the,
that once.
The password is.
I think Mr. McFeely is here. You better go get that.
Speedy delivery.
Because of this conversation. What do I do? Do I answer the door?
You go get the door, right?
The door and you let them in. And we're going to start asking you a lot of questions where you have to use a lot of weird words.
Oh, my God. All right. So, I'm going to go get the door. I'm muting myself. But yeah, dogs have bacteria. So you want to be careful. Okay.
You want to be careful, just in case you're thinking this weekend, maybe that might be the fun thing to do.
You sent this, Tony, I was like, how the hell do we even talk about this? Because like you said, it's really weird, but I will say this, and we kind of talked about it yesterday in some conversation about small towns and some of the stuff that goes on behind. I think we're always surprised that stuff like this happens.
Yeah.
But it's obviously out there. And again, it's all allegations. They've been charged and all that. But it sounds like on the forensic side, as far as having some actual evidence, it sounds like they've got it.
It does.
And that just makes me sad and sick to my stomach. That's how it makes me feel.
They can't deny this. By the way, I'm back. They're going to come back on Monday and install a new dishwasher. So Monday at 3:00. Because I told them we talk about some really raunchy stuff.
Hey, Todd, I think we should record at 3:00 on Monday. Yeah. We're going to change the recording time.
Let's do a special episode at 3:00 on Monday.
On a very special Hidden Killers Live.
That's right.
Bestiality edition.
Terrific story we can find just for the embarrassment's sake. But back to my point, I hope I don't derail this, but what they did was horrific and awful and disgusting and terrible and all of those things. But again, you don't want to be doing that kind of thing with an animal. I mean, this sounds terrible, but animals have some bacteria that you just don't want to be getting in your mouth. Okay. You just don't. So there's a lot of facets to this story that are just red flag everywhere. This is just disgusting. It's gross. It's horrific. It's all of the things. But here's the other part that I'm not seeing in the story is what's happened to these people. I mean, could they get worms from the dog? I mean, there's just...
Did they get worms from the dog? Is that the question you're asking? Well, and let me ask you this then, too. Do you just take some Frontline if you're a person? Does that fix that?
No, you shouldn't. But I mean, there's so many other factors here that aren't being taken into consideration. This is a horrible story. And
how do you get from zero to people? How do you get from zero to must F dogs? I do not. I'm going to guess. I don't know. My only thought was that
we need to involve the dog.
Is this a generational thing? Is this something that's passed down? Like, well, my aunt, my grandpappy liked goats. My dad liked Dobermans, and I happen to like collies.
Well,
and
Tony,
decided we should involve the dog.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, Tony, and you know this just from our background in radio and some of the nasty jokes that have been said over the years. That picture in your mind of the farmer, of the goat. This has been going on. I hate to tell you guys this, probably for a long freaking time. They used to talk about the shepherds out in the field with their sheep. And all. I mean, it's been the punchline for so many jokes for generations. It comes from someplace.
I've used it in jokes over the years. I've used it in prank phone calls over the years.
Do you have one of those available to play today?
I don't. Dang it. But my God, I mean, because when I was like 16, 17 doing rock radio, I would prank call people all the time. And it usually, I mean, I for whatever reason, the idea of this is so absurd. I find it humor, not abusing children or animals.
Right.
No.
Humorous. The concept of someone being loving an animal to that degree, and I say loving in air quotes because I can't be more explicit.
But there's nothing loving about this. This is abuse.
It's complete abuse. Yes. And look, I'm only using that term because for censorship, so we don't get flagged.
Sure.
It's just so absurd. It just kind of like, what? It's like, this is what? This happens? But you're right, Todd. These stories have been around forever, and it's so insanely absurd. I got to ask you this, Stacey, because I'm sure a lot of people are probably wondering this. Working in the vet world, is this common? Have you ever had a situation where you were concerned, maybe somebody bringing their pet in? might be doing something with the pets.
I worked 8 years in a private clinic, a corporate-owned clinic. I can tell you there was one case, and I didn't see it. I heard about it, where a wife was accusing the husband of...
Yeah.
Loving?
Yeah. But there was no physical evidence of it, and there would have been. It was a smaller dog. So... Yeah. I think it was just a vengeful wife trying to get her husband into trouble. But
so
no,
she goes to the vet and accuses her husband of doing the dog to the vet?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So what did you, how was that handled?
I mean, seriously, Stacey, in a situation where it's humans, there's some investigation that has to happen if there's allegations, right? Do they investigate this kind of thing too?
They can, yeah. They can do cultures to see what's present. They can look for, I'm trying to choose my words carefully, stretching of certain areas, tears, that kind of thing. So it's basically an SA exam, like you would do in an emergency room for a human. It's looking for signs that something has been, I guess, for lack of a better term, violated.
So how do you address that with the woman at the front going, I think my husband's doing it?
Well, how did your phone call go on that prank call, Tony? Is that what you did?
He got fired, didn't he?
Never done that one. No, I didn't get fired for that. No.
Okay.
But yeah, I saw some abuse, nothing like this.
Yeah.
And when I say abuse, I'm talking about somebody
like striking an animal or like malnutrition and that sort of,
yeah, that kind of thing.
But again, how was this handled with the lady? That's the question. How did that conversation go? Did you have the conversation? Did somebody else have the conversation?
No, the medical director did. And I think they did involve the police at one point just to make sure that they were covering their bases. I was very hands-off on that.
Yeah.
It was just such a yucky situation because every time they came in, they were screaming at each other. This was a couple that needed to be apart all the time. So I assume that she was telling the truth? I don't know. I like to believe people, but I also think she was trying to get her husband into trouble because we just didn't see any signs. This was not a dog that was terrified of anybody. Didn't seem like there was any issues. Doesn't mean it didn't happen, but we just didn't see the signs of it. So I don't think it was ever pursued. It was a long time ago, but I've seen abuse, but nothing like this.
Yeah. Like we were talking earlier in the other case, it's so extreme. It's so out there. And the profile that exists of these people in the ether shows nothing of this. So when you think of something like this happening, if you have to think of something like this happening, this is not the exact image that is conjured up in your minds. But I don't know what image would be conjured up in one's mind to fit a profile.
Not this, because this looks like your neighbor. This looks like, can you, Todd, put that picture up. To me, that second one where they're holding the picture of the ultrasound and it says it's a girl, that reminds me of people this time of year who put the sign out that says autumn or fall on their front doorstep, and they've got the pumpkins. And
they're standing in front of shiplap.
Exactly.
That's the problem right there. That's what you look whenever there's a weird thing going on in life. If there's shiplap in that person's life, that's where the problem starts.
That person watched way too much Joanna Gaines.
Yes, correct.
Yep.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice, and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.